This is the 2000 Family Research Project podcast series, looking at the impact of migration across three generations of Turkish families. In today's podcast, Dr. Sait Bayraktar from the University of Essex talks about early findings from the project, about the educational achievements of the study's participants.
In the 2000 Family Study, we have this unique data set on Turkish migrants and their descendants. The important thing for us is to understand whether Turks in Europe actually benefited from migration. Therefore, I studied the highest education level obtained by around 15,000 migrants and non-migrant individuals. And this showed the highest education level of an individual. It's important because it shows the skills and qualifications of individuals recognized by the institutions. And of course, this variable can be also harmonized internationally, so researchers can make cross-national comparisons.
You mentioned that you use the data from the 2000 Families Project. I wonder what sorts of things migrants and non-migrants were asked in that data set about their education that was helpful to you and the things that you wanted to look at specifically.
So they were asked a set of questions on education. Obviously, we asked them the highest level of education they obtained. And for those who have never been education, we ask about their literacy, because we had also people quite old in the data set. And as we conducted interviews with people over 18, some were still in education, so we asked if they were still in education or not. And we also asked the country they completed their education in.
Are you able to give us an overview of the sort of information that you ended up with on whom?
One very clear conclusion for us was that these families were quite transnational. So in terms of the country of education, we saw that actually many of the children of migrants were actually educated in Turkey and vice versa. They had members in multiple countries. Some of them were in Europe, while others have returned to Turkey or have not lived in Europe at all. We found that those who had education in Europe obtained higher educational outcomes than those who had education in Turkey. We also found that both groups obtain higher educational outcomes in the younger generations. So each generation has better educational outcomes than the previous one.
So you compared the educational outcomes of those who left Turkey for Europe and those who stayed behind. What did you find there? Tell us a bit more about that.
We see that those educated in Europe obtain higher levels of education than those educated in Turkey. However, we see that the gap between Turks in Europe and Turkey is getting smaller across generations, and I attribute this trend to the educational expansion, which takes place, of course, both in Turkey and Europe. Expansion started much earlier in Europe, but it is now also taking place in Turkey and actually at a higher pace. Whether it will be at the same level in both Europe and Turkey, that's for us to see in the future.
Yeah. Now, the findings here, not necessarily surprising, but I wonder, do they bring a sort of a sharper focus to our understanding? And if so, can you explain a bit how?
Yeah, sure. I think what's striking here is that we have the opportunity to compare Turks in Europe and Turks in Turkey for the first time with such a large survey data. By the ambitious efforts of the 2000 Families Project team, we are now able to explore the differences in a variety of economic, social and cultural outcomes. When we look at the migration literature, we often see that the study is comparing migrants with natives or other migrant groups in the destination countries. And we think such a comparison is, of course, very important regarding their integration trajectory. But what we don't see is actually whether they are actually advancing at all compared to what they would have done back in Turkey if they didn't migrate. We want to complete the picture of assimilation by showing the other part, the part that shows actually migrants do change and they differ from their co-ethnics in the origin countries. They are in a process of adapting themselves economically, socially and also culturally.
So what other sorts of factors came into play when you looked at education across generations, from generation to generation?
Actually, that's one of the novelties of the study. Thanks to the lineage data over three generations in the data set, I had the chance to investigate the transmissions across three generations. Obviously, parental background is very important for educational outcomes, and those families with better resources can support their children to a greater extent, and that's not only for migrants, but all individuals living in a society. But not surprisingly, we see that parental resources are important for both migrant and non-migrant Turks. But on the other hand, we also see that Turkish parents in Europe are less able to transfer their resources to their children in the destination countries. While in Turkey, individuals benefit from the resources from their parents and even grandparents, we don't see that that's happening at the same level for migrants in Europe. I believe that migrant parents often cannot utilize the knowledge and the skills they obtained in Turkey prior to their migration.
Do you think this tells us something about the longer term impacts and effects of moving to another country?
Yes. Migration, of course, is a very complex phenomenon and often has effects on multiple generations. What we can say is that it has many advantages for migrants, but disadvantages always or usually come with a price. The educational outcomes of Turks have been on the research agenda for several decades, and on average we know that educational outcomes of Turks in Europe are lower than natives and also many of the other migrant groups in the countries they live in. However, with 2000 Families Project now, we see that actually they are advancing compared to their co-ethnics left behind in Turkey. And thanks to migration, many have better opportunities than what they would have without migration.
And then just finally, I wonder if there, you feel there are some sort of key takeaway points for policymakers and all those people trying to better understand what drives and motivates migrants today.
Migration is not a new phenomenon and it doesn't seem to be over anytime soon. Migrants, as all other individuals, they are looking for better ways of living, and let them be economic migrants or asylum seekers, it's the same. And they are just hoping for better life outcomes for themselves and their families. I think that has not changed for decades, if not centuries. In this project, we explored the Turkish case, but I think it's fair to say that this is the story of guest workers that came in the 60s and also about their children. Many others came to Northern Europe from Spain, Italy, Greece, Yugoslavia or Morocco. For Turks, we see some strong patterns of adaptation in certain domains of integration, so it seems possible to empower them to actively participate in the societies, in the receiving societies. I believe that governments do not always manage migration in the best possible ways, and at times societies feel the tension caused by a combination of factors related to migration. The important thing, I think, is to accept that change is constant. Rather than being part of the tension, policymakers should look for ways that migrants can actively participate in the societies. I think the cost of migration can be eased by the strong integration policies and fighting against discrimination. And then, hopefully, new ways of migrants will be more successful than the previous ones.
Dr. Said Bayraktar was talking to Chris Garrington about his research on education, which features in intergenerational consequences of migration, socioeconomic, family and cultural patterns of stability and change in Turkey and Europe, which is published by Palgrave Macmillan. You can find out more about the North Face-funded 2000 Families Research Project at www.2000families.org.